You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans.
I am going to probably cut to the chase on this, and I cannot provide the council any names tonight. So obviously, me not providing a name tonight, we're not going to vote tonight.
That's Portage Mayor Pete Strassis during last night's city council meeting, where the council determined that they will narrow the field of candidates for city manager from 5 to 3. WMUK reporter Sevilla Mann covered last night's meeting and joins us via Skype. Sevilla, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Gordon.
So why did the city council not appoint a new city manager last night?
It looked possible that they could appoint a finalist last night. They did interviews with the 5 candidates last week, but they just weren't able to narrow it down to 1. In fact, they didn't narrow it down to 2. They kept 3 in the mix. There was just enough disagreement among the members about their favorite for the finalists.
Did anybody want to move forward last night and hire someone or at least make an offer?
Patricia Randall was the most direct about wanting to move forward. She actually suggested that the council go ahead and vote because 4 members or so had expressed interest in appointing the current acting city manager, Lawrence Schaefer. And so she said, why don't we go ahead and vote tonight? And that's when Mayor Pete Strassis, as we heard, went ahead and said, you know, I'm going to make this simple. I'm not going to present a name tonight. That's the way it works in Portage. The mayor has to put a name forward.
Well, let's hear a little bit from City Council Member Patricia Randall.
We were notified that we were losing our city manager on February 11th. It's time to move forward. It's time to put this behind us. And I'm ready to do a vote tonight if that is the pleasure of the council.
Did other council members seem ready to vote last night?
There might have been a few others. I think Jim Pearson, for example, who said Larry Schaefer was definitely his favorite, if a vote had been called, would have been happy to cast a vote. However, there wasn't a lot of pushback on Mayor Strassis when he said he wasn't going to give a name. If anything, there was a little more discussion about whether it had to be 3 candidates going forward. A few council members said, couldn't it just be 2? Richard Ford was one who was saying, if we're going to keep doing this, if we're not going to decide tonight, do we really have to go forward with 3 candidates?
Or could they just bring back 2? What will be different in this next round of interviews from what the city council has already done in speaking with these candidates?
The main difference, as far as I could tell, was going to be the time of day that they hold the interviews. The previous rounds happened during the day, during the daytime, and went on for hours and hours. The suggestion from Strassis and from a couple of others, Claudette Reed was one, was that because those interviews had happened during the day, there had really been a limited amount of time for the public participation. And indeed, last night, by the time the council got to the discussion of the city manager, it was late. And I think there was one citizen who stuck it out the whole time. So more than the substance of what they'll be asking those returning candidates, I think it's about making sure the community gets to meet them.
And let's hear from Mayor Pete Strassis on the question of what would happen in that next round of interviews.
I think we need to take one of our evenings to make sure we bring more citizens out, because this is about our citizens, not about this council. And it's important that they get an opportunity to be engaged.
Sevilla, any idea yet when these interviews will actually happen?
It sounded like they would happen in the next couple of weeks. The instruction from Mayor Strassis was that they would look for a time, the city manager's office would, in the next couple of weeks, and I think try to decide on it at the next city council meeting after that. So they are trying to do it soon. The original timeline they put forward for selecting a permanent city manager had them finding one in September or October. So far, they're still within that timeline.
We should also note that the Portage City Council took a pretty big vote last night on a 911 dispatch system for Kalamazoo County. Briefly tell us what's going to happen next in terms of a consolidated dispatch.
The decision last night was to move forward with plans for consolidated dispatch. There's still a long way, these 5 entities, from having a final plan for what the system would look like. But the agreement here is to create an authority that would hire a director, and that person would begin to make those plans. But given the opposition that the consolidated dispatch proposal had run into in the past, just agreeing to move forward is a big deal, as many council members, possibly all of them, noted last night.
Sevilla, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Gordon.
WMUK reporter Sevilla Mann on last night's Portage City Council meeting. She joined us via Skype. You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK.